How's your head?
My head?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to give me a welcome to L.A. I like the first question. I'm doing great. Thank you. Yeah. I'm ready to play some hockey.
What was the worst of it? I mean, I've talked to other players who've had concussions, and they've talked about headaches and nausea and depression and things like that. Did you go through all of that?
I think the toughest part is not doing something you're so passionate about. I live a very active lifestyle, it is, outside of the game of hockey that I do for, you know, a living. But just being, you know, stuck in an area for a period of time. But it's, I don't know, life's, you have different challenges at different times, and it's what you learn and what you take from those. And I really looked at it as a positive experience, actually. I've learned so much out of this. Learned to appreciate the things in life, not take it for granted. And I think that's going to be, you know, the whole situation, actually, I think it's going to be make me a much better hockey player, a much better person, and friend, and husband, and my wife, actually.
What were the main factors that led you to come here as opposed to elsewhere?
I don't know. Widely known, everyone was kind of following it. I had a lot of teams interested, and I kind of narrowed it down to four teams. Felt four teams who had a legitimate shot of getting to the next level. And I play hockey for you know, the one big thing, the Stanley Cup. And so you know, I visited those teams and. It's kind of a unique situation because usually July 1st, usually kind of sign that day or the day after. But because of my situation with my head, I had to kind of go around and see teams and show them that I was kind of physically fit and all that. And so when I came to LA, I don't know, I just, you know, the excitement kind of Dean had for me as a player really intrigued me. Intrigued me to play with a young group who was coming into their own. Intrigued me that... you know, I could compliment their young defensemen, maybe, you know, help them out a little bit. What I do is kind of unique. You know, I'm a defensive defenseman. I play against the top players in the league every night, and I relish that challenge. And I think, you know, it's an important part of a team to get to the next level. And so, I don't know, I just really was happy with how excited they were to have me. And I think that was probably the main thing. You know, as being part of a young group with a lot of energy like that. And, yeah, just really looking forward to getting started.
Have you played anybody that you talked to on this team before you signed?
I knew a couple guys. I knew Smitty a little bit, played with him in World Championships. But no, a lot of new faces. Negrini, I'm on the executive board for the NHLPA, and he is as well. So, I know him. Got some friends in the area, though. Matt Schneider, know him fairly well. So he's in Manhattan Beach, so he's kind of been showing me the way a little bit.
But expensive house prices?
Yeah, I'm from Vancouver, so I'm used to it, right? So Vancouver's a little more expensive per square foot than here, actually. But yeah, just kind of trying to get settled in and just kind of fit in with the team. You know, it seems like a good young bunch, and that's what I'm really excited about is that energy. I think the team took a, you know, big step last year making the playoffs. I think this year is going to be more difficult than maybe some of the young guys think. Last year, they were kind of off the radar a little bit. This year, everyone knows that, okay, it's a good young team. It's going to be much tougher to win games, and you know, hope to come in and, you know, speak about those things and talk about those things and how that challenge is going to be different this year. And you know, that's part of, I think, what you know, Dean brought me in for is, you know, my consistency every night and stuff, but also to, you know, I've been on a few teams and have been on a few situations in playoffs to help bring that maybe calming presence to the team. And so, yeah, just really looking forward to the challenge.
The one of the things they were speculating was that maybe you'd be playing with Drew Doughty,
yep.
Which is not too bad for either of you.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, obviously us as players, it's our job to go out and just play and play hard and do it within our power, the stuff that we can control to, you know, help the team win. But yeah, of course, that was intriguing as well as coming down here, play like a player, play with a player like that. Young kid, excellent player. And yeah, how I play the game, I think we'd really complement each other really well. Seems like a really nice kid. I wore number 8 in Vancouver. Heck, first day he came in, he's like, Willie, you know, you can take my number. And I think that just speaks volumes. Yeah, I think that speaks volumes of him as a kid. And so,
Did you take him up on it? No.
I said, you had too good of a year last year. You got to keep rocking that thing. But, you know, I think that really just speaks volumes of him. You know, we were actually out on the ice there the other day and we were teamed up together on the same team. It was fun. It was just fun kind of seeing his game and seeing what he can do out there and how he reads and feels the game. And, yeah, I look forward to, you know, having a chance to play with him and hopefully complementing his game and his complementing mine.
You were talking about being on the executive board. I was just listening to the conference call, the PA conference call with Donald Fair.
Yep.
Interesting man to bring in.
Yeah, excellent. Widely known that we've had some, you know, rocky road, I guess, so to speak, within our union. You know, we had a CBA that didn't plan out how we wanted it as a players' union. And after that, we had, you know, just a lot of uncertainty, I guess you could say, and a lot of you know, trust was lacking. And so we really needed someone to come in who would bring everyone on board and have that presence. And obviously Don has that. If anyone of you have sat down with him and heard him speak, he has just a presence about him. And yeah, he's very knowledgeable, very knowledgeable man. So we're really happy about that, really happy to have him on board. And to be honest, I've been through that lockout. I've been through those things. And I can't say where I've had the feeling where everyone's on board as much as they are right now within our union, having him there. Everyone is like, this is a no-brainer. And that's good. That's what you need. And, yeah, so we're really happy to have him.
Justin Brown was just in here a minute ago and said, well, I'm glad we got Willie Mitchell for nothing else. I don't have to face him. So kind of talk about guys like Brown and Kopitar that you faced in the past, and now they're teammates of yours, and what the ceiling, if there is one, for guys like those guys, like those two, for example.
Yeah, they're both great hockey players. Played against them every night. When I was in Vancouver, still young guys, still going to improve their game, and that's really intriguing. You know, Brownie plays real hard. He's not easy to play against either, so he knows that. We battled out there. He hits hard. And, yeah, he plays with an edge. He plays a lot bigger than he is. He's got good balance. And that's what you need out of a captain, is a guy who plays hard like that, leads by example. Kopi, you know, gifted. Sees the ice very well, vision. So, yeah, I look forward to kind of settling in and getting to know these guys a little bit better. You get to know them a little bit playing against them, but it's not the same when you're on the same ice sheet with them, seeing their skill set, seeing the things they do well. And that's kind of been exciting to me here in the first kind of 3 or 4 days I've been here, is actually getting out with those guys and seeing the things that they're capable of.
Staying on the West Coast, it seems that this kind of theory of being easier to play on the East Coast because of the travel, but
right.
For someone that's done that for a number of years now, is there a market difference other than probably the competition that you've been out of here? But just from a travel standpoint, is that true where we've always heard about?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
This West Coast, no doubt about it. The East has a leg up. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, it's very intriguing, I guess, maybe for older players, East Coast, because of travel, you're an hour back in bed every night. Definitely easier. Heck, the 1 year was in Vancouver, played Dallas in the first round, and we went 7 games, and we had, I think, 3 or 4 overtime games, and one went 4 overtimes. And, you know, our travel is 4 hours and 20 minutes into Dallas, right? There was no chance. There was no chance after that first round that we were going to beat the next team we played. We were just physically exhausted, right? And you can't travel that much. And so definitely teams in the East, have a leg up. There's no doubt about it. And that's just how it is. And I think you're seeing, you know, teams do a much better job with the travel schedules. I think you're seeing coaches and management do a much better job with spotting days rest for teams, because it is so important with the travel out here in the West. So we're getting much better at that. You're seeing, heck, in Vancouver, we had a sleep doctor with us who worked with us, right? Yeah, absolutely, to get us on the right schedule and stuff like that. And so, you know, you're seeing that kind of evolve here, because the reality is it is something that is a little tougher for the teams in the West.
Speaking of coaches, you've played for some defensive-minded coaches, primarily Lemaire in Minnesota, your time there. Now with Terry here, have you spoken with Terry? Has he talked to you about what he expects from you? And was coming here and the system they play here part of what made this fit work?
Yeah, I sat down. I went around and saw a few teams, and I sat down with Dean and sat down with Terry. And, we talked about a few things and stuff like that, because obviously as a player, you want to go somewhere that you feel will suit your game. You can see, I played against you guys enough here in the last 4 years, right? It's a very tight system. You got to work hard for what you get. And, I have played for a few coaches like that in my time. And, I think it's what wins. I really do. I think, you need a strong foundation. So if there is a breakdown, it's not in the back of your net. It's like a building, right? If one pillar falls down, the building falls down. Well, it's not very strong, right? So you need something where there's some type of structure and platform to it. And I think, how he coaches it, it's there. And I think that's important. You see that in the playoffs. Games aren't typically the 5-2 or 6-5 games. They're usually the hard-fought 2-1, 3-2 games. And the teams that are used to playing like that are the teams that, find a way to get to the next level. And so, yeah, really excited to kind of be a part of that.